Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And one last item before we go today. Judge Mary Murphy Brennan died this week. A Charlestown native born of two Irish immigrants, Brennan worked her way up to become the first presiding female justice on the Charlestown District Court at a time when she had virtually no female professional role models. Judge Brennan's daughters, Judy and Mary, are with us. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hello.
Your mom lived in Charlestown her whole life?
She did. In fact, she lived in the house on Rutherford Avenue where she was born until last week when she went to the hospital.
Well, she worked in private practice. She eventually became a federal prosecutor.
Correct.
And she went to go work at the courthouse downtown.
Post Office Square, right.
Yeah.
That's where she'd go to work every day. She'd get up in the morning and walk into Post Office Square in her very, very high heels and would occasionally walk home at the end of the day. But it wasn't unusual for one of her wonderful daughters to go in and pick her up.
Well, she was a woman ahead of her time. Your mom was appointed justice to the Charlestown District Court in 1980 by then-Governor Edward King.
Correct.
And you say that those were the best 10 years of her life. Why?
For a variety of reasons. She loved being a judge. She loved being in her community. And she loved the law. So all those things were wrapped up together and tied with a nice big bow.
Was she tough?
Yes, there's no question about it. She knew many of the people that were before her and always offered to recuse herself if they were uncomfortable with that.
And we just recently, obviously, had been at a wake. It's such unusual stories. You'd have people come up to you and say, I loved your mother. She gave me a divorce. And it just makes you scratch your head. But, I mean, she really had a kind of a clear understanding of what each person really needed. And she was able to accomplish that.
Yeah, and she was always willing to give advice. I can remember years ago, obviously during that period of time, 1980 to 1989, I called one Saturday evening around supper time to see how she was doing. And she said, well, I can't talk with you right now. I've got some kids are out in the yard. They're really concerned about something that's going to be happening down at the court on Monday. And I'm just going to explain. And I said, well, you really can't be talking with them all by yourself. Why don't you wait? And she said, well, I'm busy now. I can't talk with you now. And she hung up the phone. And when I finally connected with her an hour or so later, there were kids in the project who did have a question about something that was going on either in their family or with one of their friends. And they just wanted to understand what the process was. And they knew that they could come. And they rang her bell. And she sat with them for an hour explaining what was going to happen and why things worked the way they worked with the law. So she always had time for everyone.
What will you guys miss the most about your mom?
It's just the fact that she'll physically be gone. That you just couldn't drop in no matter what time of day it was. And, you'd always get some words of wisdom from her somehow.
Things were always clearer after you spoke with her about whatever the issue.
And it's funny, I noticed you had hanging up a picture of President Kennedy.
Yeah, the poster we have of JFK speaking into a WBUR microphone in our hallway.
Correct. On Bunker Hill Day Parade, I remember we'd have to clean the house because at some point in time during him walking with the parade, he'd be stopping in. To the house,
really?
To the kitchen. So I distinctly remember him with his entourage coming through and being in the kitchen.
He had to come hold court with your mother.
He did. Yeah. He said hello.
Well, Judy and Mary, thanks so much for coming in.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for wanting to tell everyone my mother's story. It's a great story.
Judge Mary Murphy Brennan died this past Sunday. She was 91 years old.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusa. Join us again Marathon Monday for more Radio Boston.